Barry Plissy here, Cigar Coop Coalition, PCA 2024, day two coverage at the beautiful Las Vegas Convention Center, here with none other than my good friend Sebastian DiCoppe of Cavalier of Geneva. Sebastian, how are you doing this morning?
Barry, I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys stopping by. First up in the morning, I saw you walk in. I was like, shit, I think we need to get over.
Right? Yeah, so we need to get set up and everything. But I'm so excited to be here with you today. Our beards may be shorter. I have more wisdom now. There's more gray. Yeah. So keep the gray out as much as long as possible. But we've got some exciting things coming from Cavalier of Geneva. We're smoking this morning one of my favorite blends of yours, which I always invert the two. It's the Viso Jalapa, but in a very new size that you're offering it across the lines. Talk to us a little bit about the new petite number two.
So. As you guys know, for the last 2 years-ish, we've been very focused on creating new brands and stuff like this with new identities, and we had reasons to do so. I think we needed now to go back to the basics, where we come from, which is the gold diamond, right? And also just to let the people know that we don't forget where we come from, right? That's the main thing. So we didn't want to launch full new lines for now. We kind of wanted to focus back on what got us started, the white, the black two, the Viso, those kind of things. And the only way to do that is introduce new sizes. Now you can introduce you have a 5x50, now you do a 5.5x52. Great. I mean, it's not very exciting. So the thought was, what can we do sizes that you don't see too much that I actually appreciate smoking, and add that to the line to get people some more options around the regular Toros and Robustos and those kind of things. And so one of the cigars that I fell in love with, one of the sizes I fell in love with a few years ago that you barely see in the market, is that Petite number two, Petite Torpedo. So I really wanted to start with this one. We had a little pre-start with Coronas, but that was really the first new size that I wanted to play with. Main difference between, for example, for the Black 2 and the Viso is that, obviously, as you know, most of the Black 2 and Viso core products are soft box pressed.
Right.
And we wanted to go round parejo, a round cigar for that. So it expresses, it's a slightly different expression of the blend because of how we approach the cigar.
Sure.
So we have it in the Viso Jalapa, in the Black Tune, of course, in the White, which has always been the flagship. So this is core and is shipping right now. So we have everything ready and ready to go.
Perfect. And so, like you said, it's available now. This is something that we can now get to market. What's the MSRP on this to your fans?
I will have to go grab the price sheet.
Okay,
but
no problem.
Somewhere in that 12-ish price
12 range. Okay, yeah, fantastic.
Funny enough, like, it's terrible.
It's totally okay. Yeah. So but something we are excited in, where as much as Coop over there doesn't like teasers, we are going to tease something that I'm pretty excited about, because again, it's something new. You're still balancing out and bringing something new to your core. What got you here? What brought you to the dance, as they always say?
Pretty
but something new as well that we're kind of putting out here is the new Tempura, which appears you're releasing across the white, the black, and
the Viso.
The Viso Jalapa series. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Tempura. What is different about that compared to the other?
Okay. So we wanted to go deeper into sizes, exploring and stuff like this to see how the blend would react in different, new sizes, not your traditional. And that kind of, we called it Tempura, but probably people will know that size, in the market more commonly as Pig.
Okay.
Or Figurao. But obviously, it was too obvious. And for some reason, Tempura sounded really much in line with the kind of shape and how it looked like. This is a cigar that is actually going to be, all these are going to be.
They are ready. Shrimpy.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for. They're shrimpy. And yeah, so Tempura, I like it. Yeah, okay.
No, and they're going to be, and it's a little bit more like a snack for me or something else. It's a shorter cigar.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
Just, there is
a
just
snack.
Something
I like it. Okay.
And so that Doble Figurao is actually a really hard size to roll, but we decided to have it in core line and not in a small batch. So that's going to be a full release, regular release. The production rate is really, really low. It's very difficult. So we've been producing it for a little bit. But to give you an idea, we actually produce more Salamones a day than we produce this, which Salamones is in the small batch. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out once we release it. But we're excited about the size. So again, white, black two, and Viso. none of them are going to be box pressed either. So we're continuing on that same
Rejo. Theme. Okay, so yep. We're building upon that. Great.
And the other thing, so the main thing is a few years back, we played around with displaying cigars in items that we use at the factory. We used cajones for special projects we had. Which is cajones de reposo, right? Where you'll have cigars resting, like 200, 300, 400 cigars at a time. So it looks beautiful. It's like a wall of cigars. And we did right. that and put it in shop, and it did really well. But it was, you know, no branding, nothing. It was a no-name kind of cigar, if you want.
Okay, gotcha.
But it came back when we were thinking about going back to the core and where we came from. We kind of wanted to not just... Obviously, we did the regular boxes for these, but we wanted to push it a bit further and try to figure out what we could do to present items or cigars in retail locations that would be closer to what you could find in factories, items that you use.
Oh, daily. So these will be actually displays? So okay.
We're getting really close to it. Those are actually bandejas that we brought from the factory. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're all used. You can look a little bit at the details, stuff written on them everywhere and everything. But the whole concept will be to have... a line of cigars in a bandeja, and so we're working on boxes, a way to seal it so it doesn't fold for transport, etc. It doesn't move in, and so there's a few details that remain to be decided on, 10, 15, or 20, because it's one roll very wide, and you know, retailers are not going to be very happy if it takes too much space. But we still want it to be related to what we use on a daily basis, what we know on a daily sure. basis, and bring that to the retailer, but also to the consumer.
Okay.
This is stuff that, you know, as a consumer, you don't really know or don't really see, might have seen in a, you know, short movie from a factory or something, but we really want to bring the factory to the people. So going back to the basics.
So a great experience. So bringing a little bit of back to the factory back into the humidor at home. New sizes from the white, the black, and the B2 and the Viso Olapa, and then now Tempura coming out later this year in June. So some really exciting stuff. So Sebastian, thank you so much. We really love what you're doing here at Cavalier of Geneva. And I love that you guys are coming back to core and bringing some new offerings. We love the Inner Circle. We love all the other stuff that you do as well. But this is some exciting stuff. So thank you so much, Sebastian.
Thanks, Bear.
Sebastian DiCoupe, everybody. We'll see you soon.